Welcome to the Successful Mind Podcast, where you can expect cutting-edge information and strategies relating to success mindset, leadership, wealth creation, and relationships, all based in universal law and David Nagel's own experience as he rose from minimum wage forklift driver to multi-million dollar business owner. So, let's go.
Hey everybody, it's David Nagel. Welcome to the Successful Mind Podcast. Today we're going to talk about raising your prices, charging what you're worth, getting that income up by leveraging how much you charge. Raising your prices is a question that I get very frequently. It's also a place where it is amazing self-improvement time. Because in order to do this effectively, it requires that you grow into it, which I'm going to cover here in just a minute. But I'm kind of excited about this topic. It's a lot of fun, and the cool thing about it is that it's right in line with the idea that you can control your own financial destiny by making a decision to charge whatever the hell you want to charge, really. Nobody can tell you that you can't. And if you're in some kind of industry that tells you that you can't, you may want to get the hell out of that industry and get into one where you can charge whatever it is that you want. So give you a personal quote of mine, okay? You might want to write this down. There is for every amount that you charge, there is somebody out there who will buy it. So it doesn't matter how much you charge, it doesn't matter what you raise your prices to, there is someone out there who will buy it. In other words, there's a person out there who will pay for what it is that you're charging. Now, let's just set something straight for this show for just 1 second here, okay? Don't go to some ridiculous place in your head where you're so that you can prove and make this wrong. Like you're going to sell pencils, but you're going to charge $10 million a pencil, okay? Let's make this real and make it as beneficial as possible, all right? So don't allow your head to do that, to play tricks with you, to get you off course. Because I'm really serious about what I'm going to share with you, and I think that it'll change your life, it'll change your finances. When I work with individuals on increasing their income, there's really only a few ways that you can actually increase your income if you think about it. Your income is based on a transaction that we know as sales. Sales is the only thing that moves money. So let's get this in its proper order to understand it. Money is energy, money is an idea, and money is abundant, and it comes from one source. Meaning that basically everything in the universe comes from one source. You can call it the universe, you can call it God, you can call it creation, you can call it spirit, call it whatever you want. But it all comes from one source, and it comes through people. So money comes from the universe, and it comes through people, right? It doesn't come from people. It comes through people. The next piece about this that is very important to understand is that it's abundant. There is no shortage of money. It is abundant. There is enough for every person to become a multimillionaire. We have to get rid of the idea that there's not enough money or that it's a zero-sum game based like, if I make more money, you have to make less. That is not true. It's actually the opposite. The more I make, the more you should make. Because if I am showing up to my business where I'm selling a product or a service, that product or service is designed to help you in life, to solve a problem, to make your life easier, to be beneficial to you in some way. That's the idea behind a product or a service, that it's something you need, it's something that you want, it's something that is going to add to your life. The exchange that we make is that I give you the product or service and you give me money in return for the product or the service. So now we get into the idea of value. In other words, how much is this product or service worth? So here's where not only do we have to be careful, but we have to become aware of the stories that we have behind our thinking that actually control us from the amount of money that we make. If I sell just a few products, but at a large dollar amount, I can get rich. If I sell a lot of products at a lower dollar amount, I can get rich. But there's not a whole lot of other ways for us to get rich. Yeah, somebody could win the lottery. Yeah, somebody could get a big inheritance. But really, when it comes right down to it, it is the exchange of a product or a service for money, and that is done on a big scale, whether the price is high or a lot of product is moved. That is the way that a person becomes rich. So we are doing the world good by this exchange, because the exchange allows the person to have the product, which makes their life better, which hopefully allows them to continue on their purpose in life. And the exchange gives you money, which makes your life better, which allows you to continue on your purpose in life. How much is the product or service worth? Good question. Yes, there are some products and services that out there that are basically commodities, meaning that there's other people that are in the business that sell the same product or service. There really is no differentiation between the product or service from one person that's selling it to another person that's selling it. That's where we hit, that's like gasoline. It's a commodity, right? Everybody charges basically the same thing for it. So by the sheer nature of the competition of that commodity, it drives the price down to the bare bone minimum of what a person can charge. If you're in an industry like that, unless you really believe that it's your purpose in life, get out of it, because it becomes very, very difficult to make the amount of money that you want to make. You're not in control of how much you want to make. You're subject to the competition. You're subject to people driving the price down. You're subject to a lot of lack thinking that don't give you very many options. The whole idea is that you are in a business where your product or service makes an incredible impact upon somebody else's life, and because it does that, you're able to charge a premium for it. So it's really about asking, what is this worth? What is my product or service worth to another person? And I'll give you an example, my own example, for instance. I help people build businesses. I do a lot of business and mindset coaching so that people can get their mind straight about the life that they want to live and live it to, the maximum capacity of what they were put here to do in whatever way that they want to do that, and not have any shortage of money in their life. So part of being able to do that is how much money they can make after they work with me. So for instance, this is just a general concept, okay? I could say, I'm going to teach you how to make $1 million, and I'm going to charge you $1 million in order to teach you how to make $1 million. Now, if I were to do that, would that be a good trade? It absolutely would be a good trade. Because after I teach you how to make $1 million, you don't need me anymore. You can go out and do that over and over again. And you would actually be able to recoup the money that you invested on making the million. So that makes total sense. Because now you have this skill, you have this ability, you don't need me, and you can keep doing it over and over again in your life. Now you understand how a person can charge a lot and where the actual value is. The value is on what is the value to the client. What is it allowing them to break free of? What is it allowing them to earn? What is it allowing them to save? So here's what I mean by save. I've had some clients who are relationship coaches. And I have some in particular that charge a lot of money to do relationship coaching. And I remember when we sat down and we discussed how they could charge a lot of money for relationship coaching. And what I mean by a lot of money is multiple six figures to be able to coach a couple in their relationship. How could they actually charge that? Well, if you're working with people that are wealthy or they have some wealth to begin with, what would it cost them to go through a divorce? And actually, it would cost them a hell of a lot more to go through the divorce than it would to work on the relationship and repair it and pay, you know, six figures plus in order to be able to do that. When you're working with people that are actually serious about making that change, you'll find that they're everywhere. Because I know what's probably going through your mind. You think to yourself, well, where would I find somebody that would actually do that? Believe it or not, it's much easier than you think. There are people walking around in the masses that have major problems in their life that they would pay just about anything in order to have those problems solved. But nobody's asking them. Nobody's talking to them. They're not even being approached by someone. So whatever your product or service is, you have to ask yourself, what is the real benefit, especially if I can bring it down to a financial benefit, that the person is either going to create, gain, or save by me working with them, selling my product or service? And I think you'd be surprised that everything can be tied to some financial benefit somewhere along the line. Meaning that the first appearance might not be that there's a financial gain. Let me give you for instance. If you were selling a car to someone, you wouldn't necessarily think that it's a financial gain to make that transaction. A matter of fact, statistically, it's not a financial gain because the car depreciates the second that you drive it off the lot. So it's not an asset, it's something that's depreciating in value. However, a car is a very important item in a person's life that even if we go conservative on the car that we buy, we're still going to spend a lot of money on a car. It's one of the most expensive items that the average person purchases in their lifetime is a vehicle. And multiple vehicles, right? So why do they want the vehicle that they want? This is what's very important to understand, because you have a wide range of individuals that you could sell a car to. You could have the person like that was very much like me, where they have no money or very little money. They're doing a blue collar job. I was working on a dock. And I went out and bought, I think it was a $300 Ford Escort at the time that required a quart of oil every day. to go to work and come home, I used to go to the store and buy a case of oil cheap and keep it in the trunk of the car, and I had to put it burned that much oil. I had to put a quart of oil in it every day. Now, at that stage of my life, would I go out and buy a six-figure automobile? No, I would not, because right at that moment, I'm living in survival, right? If you're going to raise your prices to a place where it's going to bring you wealth and satisfaction and really great things in your life, you're probably not looking to do business with people that are in the survival stage of their life. They're in survival mode. That would not be a good thing. So the idea is that you're looking for someone who could purchase a car, but it actually have a tremendous benefit to them in their life, where it's going to do other things for them other than just transportation back and forth to work every day. What would that scenario look like? Well, you have somebody who is successful and they want to have all the appearances of that go with success. They have a desire for driving an automobile that is maybe an exotic car, like an Aston Martin or a Ferrari or a Lamborghini, you know, something like that. What does that do for that person? Well, it makes them feel good. It's a representation of the success that they have in their life. It is a projection into the world in which they are circulating, that they are successful. So it has perceived benefits by other people who see them are driving that car or being seen with that car. The idea would be that you sit down with this person and you find out, why is it important that they're spending multiple six figures on an automobile? And that's where the genius of this comes in, because to that individual, it's something that's very important to them. So now you're taking yourself out of the generalized box or the commodity box of selling cars, and you're putting yourself in an exclusive luxury brand, so to speak, where you can actually make a lot of money doing that. Now, you can do this with just about any product or service that has a range between people that are buying it that are in survival mode, and then there's the people that are buying it that are looking for the luxury brands in life, because that's where they're going to make a lot of money. Now, on the flip side of that, if you're the person that is owning a dealership, maybe you can make a lot of money selling cars to people that are in the survival stages of life because you're selling a lot of them. But this show was more about raising your prices, so let me get back to that. But I just wanted to acknowledge that the other way was to sell a lot of the product at a low price. When a person is going to raise their price, what they really don't understand about doing this is that it's an act of self-improvement that allows them to do it. If a person just raises their price so that they can make a lot of money and they don't do the inner work that goes with it, then chances are they're not going to make any sales, which is going to verify their doubt and worry about raising their prices, because most people look at it and they go, oh, I'm doubtful and I'm worried that if I raise my prices, I'm not going to have anybody buying, but at least I have a few people buying at a lower price. I'm not where I want to be financially yet, but I'm safe. So they're going back to the whole safety idea. So the key here is, what is the work that we have to do? What is the internal work that we have to do that allows us to be able to step into the power and the confidence and the elegance and the ease and the grace of raising our prices for the product and service? Having all things being equal, meaning that you have a product that's worth being sold at that price because it has the benefit to the client. As long as you have that, okay, The next thing is to ask yourself, how do you feel about raising your prices? What does that make you feel like internally? Does it make you feel worried? Does it make you feel nauseous? Does it make you feel like you're a thief, that you're doing something wrong? Do you feel guilt? Do you feel shame? And I would sit down and write down, how do you feel about raising your prices? Because when you're stepping into this exclusive club of people that who go out there and completely design their life, the way that they do it is that they decide the life that they want to live. They do the research and determine, what is it going to cost me to be able to live this way? And they adjust their income based on whatever that number is. So that's the first exercise, understanding how much you want to bring in and why. It has to have a real practical application to it. So now your mind can make sense of this. Your mind can say, okay, I want to earn this amount of money because this is the lifestyle that I want to live. Here's the images of that lifestyle, the house, the car, the trips, the vacation, the business, my clothes, whatever it is. I can actually see it and draw the connection between that amount of money and this lifestyle or this result. Okay, so now it becomes real. The money, the dollar amount that you want to raise your prices to, becomes something that is real. The next thing is you have to ask yourself, where am I personally in my own growth as it pertains to money? So you have to be able to see yourself receiving what you're asking for. So what does that mean? It means basically that part of you has to believe it, that somebody will spend that money. If you're saying, no, I don't believe it, there's no way, I don't believe that somebody will spend that much money, then what you want to do is you want to lower that number to a place that you do believe, but it's higher than the number that you're charging now. This is very important because it's your belief system that creates the fact in your life. And if you lower the number to get it just inside of, say, that circle of belief, if you will, then you have all the power of your belief behind asking for the amount that you want to earn and being able to receive it, by the way. Also attracting the right clients that go with it. So all of this works together in order for the outcome that you desire to happen. The last thing is basically this. You want to ask yourself, where am I on the self-worth scale? Do I have a self-esteem or a self-image problem when it pertains to success and the amount of money that I'm going to make, even perhaps around the idea of being seen? Because the more money you make, the more people recognize you as a person who is making a lot of money. And if we come from a background where that was made wrong, or we should live a life just based on what we need, then it's not going to feel good to want to be in that place. But we have to be honest with ourselves and see, you know, is there a contradiction going on internally? Did my parents make it wrong to spend a lot of money on something? Were there other family members that made it wrong? Were there people that paid a lot of money for something and found out that they were swindled along the way? Were there people that paid a lot of money for something and they lost it for some reason? It was they made a mistake, or something went wrong in their business or in their personal life, and now this large expense became a burden. You're looking for every area where there's a possibility that you have an old story or a wound, so that can be cleared. And the way that we clear it is first by writing all those things down, understanding what they are, so that we have clarity around the problem in our mind. Then what we want to do is we want to change this source of pain to a source of pleasure, so that now it's something that is a benefit to us in our life. How do we do that? We do it by seeing the gift in it. So every experience that we had growing up that has some kind of pain or was some kind of a warning or was some kind of a hardship. Inside each one of those experiences is a gift. And it's your job and your responsibility to find that gift. When you find that gift, it's much easier to bring the next piece in, which is called gratitude. And, you know, in the Bible, it says all things contribute to our success in life. Therefore, we should be grateful for all things. I think that was in the Bible. If I'm wrong about that, it was in one of the good books that I read along the way. But it's really true. Everything in our life had to happen exactly the way that it did in order for us to be the person that we are, to become the person that we're going to become. And that means even the bad things, because the bad things also follow the law of polarity, which means that there's something good about them. We just have to find it. So when we find that gift, we can step into gratitude much easier. Could we be grateful for something that went wrong that we don't like? Yes. But I think, just being honest, it's much more difficult to feel. We can say that we're grateful, but if we don't feel grateful, if we're still angry and resentful, then we're not feeling the emotion. We're not putting ourselves at the higher vibration of gratitude. So energetically, through the universe, we are connecting with individuals of a lower vibration that are in pain, that are in frustration, that are in regret, that are in anger, that are in blame. When we can't get out of that ourselves, that's what we harmonize with, and that's what we bring into our life on a regular basis, is people that are in that place. When we can move it to gratitude, something is going to totally change. Now we're going to bring people in our life that are expectant of something different. They expect more good to happen. They expect their life to increase. They expect more money to come into their life. They really expect the universe to give them the good that they desire, because they're putting good out from themselves. So then we move to gratitude. And when we move to gratitude, we take out a piece of paper and we literally design our self-worth or our self-image the way that we would like it to be, in order that we can receive everything in our life that we need to receive to fulfill our dreams, to fulfill our heart's desire, to fulfill our purpose. So it's about having those attributes of appreciation, attributes of gratitude, an attribute of expectation, of really believing that your product or service is going to have an impact in somebody else's life, and helping them understand that also. Because really, the whole idea of sales is so that we can better the world that we live in. Not take something from it, but actually give something to it. If you have a product or a service of great worth, then you are bringing a product or a service of great worth, and you are of great worth, to the marketplace to be beneficial to other human beings. That's an admirable thing. That is something that we need more of on a global basis. So when you're thinking about raising your prices, as you can see, all of the work that needs to be done is internal. You're making an internal shift so that you can have an external result in your life. It's not that difficult. We just need to know where to go to work, right? So that's what this whole podcast has been about. Where do we go to work in order to be able to do that? And the idea is that we go to work on ourselves first. We bring our own self-worth up to the level of what it is that we want to receive in life. We make sure our product and services are at the level of what we want to receive in life. And then we go out there and we ask and we have conversations and we build relationships and we help other people bring their life up to the place where they can receive what they want to receive in life. So again, like I started off the call, when you bring those prices up to that level, you're moving to a place where you can see people at a completely different level. If your prices are low, if you're stuck in that low place, then all you're going to do is you're going to see people that are in the bottom rung, that are struggling and fighting just to survive. You want to raise yourself up so that you can see people that are at a different level and actually have a greater benefit with the things that you're supplying them. So go out there, do the work, raise your prices, get rich, love it, give back, and have a hell of a lot of fun. This is David Nagel. We'll see you on the next podcast. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Successful Mind Podcast. I appreciate you tuning in. Check out the show notes for links to any resources mentioned, and while you're there, leave us a review. I read them all. I'd love to connect with you on social media. My pages are also listed in the show notes, and if you'd like to continue learning with me, go to davidnagel.com/start here for a free download. Until next time, make it a great week.